how we do it.
What? Did this waiter just say he's doing sexy? Must be part of the corporate identity here at Sexy Foods. All wood, plants and natural tones. In fact, there's a lot of see-through things here, mostly jars. In them, a wide range of colourful cabbages, sauces, juices. At least that's what I'm assuming they are. James Kuiper would say it's the essential must-haves for every fridge, the ultimate food condimenting. He's the owner of Sexy Foods, wearing a shirt with cacti on it and offering spiky opinions about fermented foods being a trend.
All the kimchi that I'm seeing in the restaurants, when I taste them, they're just a pickled vegetable. It's not concentrating on the bacteria content. A fermented product is not just a fermented product. If you've been put off sauerkraut, it's probably because you've eaten the wrong sauerkraut. I don't believe that you can be put off fermented foods. If you tasted a good miso, I mean, how can you not like a good cultured miso? It's just so beautiful.
James loves bacteria, the good ones, those who keep our gut flora in balance and make us radiate well-being and, well, sexiness. That's why he named his restaurant like this, seeing that there's not a single plate going out without heaps of cultured stuff on it. The products, about €4 a jar, are kept in a giant cooling chamber, and the menu lists dishes which are beyond organic, all naturally probiotic. I get a favorite, the bunless burger.
So, here we have, on the side, I've got a little bit of extra original sauerkraut. Then I've got the sexy biotic sauce. Then we've got the turmeric mustard, cultured. Then we have just some zoodled cucumber. Underneath is the turmeric kraut. Then we have our kimchi pate, a little bit of avo, and just some leafy greens, sunflower sprinkles on the side.
James is adamant. Everything you eat here makes you healthier and helps you get back a balanced ecosystem in your guts. The krauts and sprouts and kimchis are driven in daily from a specialized farm 2 hours away, where they are fermented with the help of good and unpolluted strains of bacteria which don't occur in the city anymore. James learned all about those processes and their medicinal benefits from people in the alternative health scene. Out of necessity, he says, because with 17, when he was a professional cricketer, he was diagnosed with cancer.
So cancer of the lymph glands, and I went through a lot of chemotherapy, and then the cancer came back and my body hadn't recovered from all the chemotherapy. So I went on a mission for 7 years, go through all the different types of things in the health cuisine, but nothing made as big an impact as the probiotics in food. I really felt a massive difference. The fatigue went away, all my heartburn. All of these foods very much soothed all the pipes. And then they got the ecosystem back. And now I live on the bacteria because I constantly am refueling it till I get to the stage that it's naturally looking after itself.
His customers don't know about this very serious story. They range from school kids to food-conscious hipsters to grannies in need of a dose of vitamins. Or curious tourists from overseas, like Sarah and Clara.
I'm not a vegetarian. I kind of eat everything, but I do want to eat healthy. And so it's great that there are so many restaurants here in Cape Town that have it. And I looked at the menu and it's just very unique. And
have you ever had anything fermented, like the krauts and kimchi?
Oh, that's fermentation. I didn't know, actually. I think it's nice because I heard it's really healthy and it's something we used to do a long time ago and we kind of lost, and it's coming back.
Indeed, fermented foods have been around for centuries. Veggies needed to be preserved before there were fridges. Especially the Eastern and Northern European countries have a long tradition of fermenting. And rightly so, says Dr. Yashin Singh. He's a medical doctor from Cape Town, specializing in plant-based medicine and nutrition. He's all pro-fermented foods as a way to ease the plight of our modern-day tummies. Because in fermentation, microorganisms like yeasts or bacteria pre-digest our food for us.
You're building on a relationship with a secondary organism that is already inherent within your body. I mean, you've got more bacterial cells in your colon than you have human cells in your body. The process of fermentation also produces waste products, but the waste products from certain bacteria are actually beneficial for us. They support our immune system, so you have a twofold benefit from using fermentation.
At Sexy Foods, the tourists have almost finished their first purely probiotic meal.
So how is the food, just to ask?
Oh, it's delicious. So the kraut, though I was a little bit nervous about ordering it because my mom used to make me eat it and it was really gross, but this is so delicious.
Actually, I don't know what I'm eating right now, most of the things, but I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's quite different from what you eat usually, a vegetarian food. It's a bit bitter, I don't know. No, it's hard to describe. you have to try.
That's exactly what owner James Caper wants. His customers to be convinced by the taste of his products and not by the theory of being medicinal food. He's come a long way from being very ill to experimenting with different health trends to making a living by selling the food which helped him. His next plans? Writing a book about fermented foods and expanding the business into the townships where people tend to eat poorly and get sick from it. The future of cultured foods to him seems as bright as he feels every day.
I would have been doing this if it wasn't trendy, but it just so happens to be that everyone's guts are taking so much strain. I feel so good on it that I call it supreme sobriety, as if you are, I don't know, on some sort of a sustainable drug that never ever has any dips. I did the wrong thing to keep you down south when I said that I would hold you, squeeze you a little bit of love. I did the wrong thing.
For DW, this is Kerstin Welter from Cape Town, South Africa.
And before you're up and about to storm the restaurant our reporter has just been in, you might have to wait a little bit. Our health food hero is taking a break, but will reopen his restaurant in Muizenberg, Surfers Paradise, just 20 minutes from Cape Town. Check out Sexy Foods on Facebook for updates.